我想王弟兄大概准备好了哈，So I'll turn it over to Tommy。
So praise to the Lord, brother and sister. Even though we are set apart when in different places, but in the name of Jesus, with the same Holy Spirit in us, we can get together and worship Him. 虽然我们在不同的地方，但是我们相信圣灵住在我们心中，在主奉主的名，我们一起可以在不同地方来向主献上我们的敬拜。今天要跟大家分享的题目 ，Today I'm going to share with you.The title is Let the Nation Praise the Lord. 今天跟你们分享是万国都要来赞美主。来，我们先来读一读我们今天的经文。Let us read the scripture in your language today. Today our scripture is from Genesis chapter 9, 20 to 29. So if you are okay, you just read in a language that you're familiar with. 今天我们经文是在创世纪第九章二十到二十九节。愿你的语言，我们一起来读我们今天所要分享的经文信息。Noah, a man of the soil, proceeded to plant a vineyard. When he drank some of his wine, he became drunk and lay uncovered inside his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father naked and told his two brothers outside. Shem and Japheth took a garment and lay across his shoulder, then they walking backward and covered their father's naked body. Their faces were turned to other way so that they would not see their father naked. And when Noah awoke from his wine and find out what his youngest son had done to him, he said, "Cursed be Canaan, the lowest of slaves, will he be to his brothers." He also said, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of shame. May Canaan be the slave of shame. May God extend Japheth territory. May Japheth live in the tent of shame. And may Canaan be the slave of Japheth." And after flood, Noah lived 250 years. And Noah lived a total of 950 years. And then he died. We are so familiar with the story of the Noah flood most of the time, but normally we don't really come to this passage about Noah drunkenness. 通常我们对挪亚这个大洪水的故事都很熟悉，但我们很少呢来谈一谈关于今天这段经文，也是挪亚喝醉酒的事情。Let me illustrate a little bit.The background of this passage, Now, 我来先看看这一个段经文的背景。I need to tell you a story. This is for very, very beginning, because this story really related to the story or the passage we read today. From the very, very beginning, God created heaven and the earth, and God created everything, and He said it's so good. And when He created man and woman.Adam and Eve is especially good because men and women are created in the image of God. And God blessed them and asked them, "I give you all the authority. You have the dominion over all the living creatures, over the sky, on the land, and in the sea." But however, something just not right. In Genesis chapter 3, you will see something happen in The Garden of Eden. 所以我现在告诉你们一个故事，这故事很重要。这故事讲到最起初的时候，上帝创造宇宙万物，他创造了一切，他说都很美好。尤其他创造亚当夏娃，我们的始祖特别的好，因为他是按照上帝形象所造的。造完了阿当跟夏娃之后，他对他们说，我赐福于你们，你们要生养众多，遍满全地，而且你要管理我一切所交付于你的，就是天上的飞鸟、地上的走兽跟海里一切所有的生物。但是就在创世第三章，人类做错了选择。 So Adam and Eve made the wrong choices in Genesis 3. Since thatThey eat the forbidden fruit that God forbid them to eat, and they became naked. When they became naked, they're so shameful. But God made something new for them. He made new out of skin and put on clothes on them. But ultimately, God chased them and cast them away out of the Garden of Eden. 所以当人类始祖做出了选择之后，吃了分别善恶树上神所禁止的果子的时候，他们赤身露体，感到非常的羞耻。但是上帝做了一件事情，亲自做了一件用皮做的衣服遮盖他们的羞耻，但是他们要承受罪的结果，就是要被赶出伊甸园当中，失去上帝同在。They had to be cast out from the Garden of Eden, and they lost the presence of God. Since thereafter, all humankind in the human history, throughout the human history, human keep making wrong choices, keep making wrong choices, even until today. I don't know, maybe in the future, humans still not learn the lesson and still keep making the wrong choices. I don't know.But today, after many, many wrong choices, God saw sad because the whole earth was filled with wickedness. So then God sent a flood and wiped away all the wickedness from the earth because he wanted to recreate the world. But only one family is exception. That is the Noah family. 就在这个时候人类的历史当中一直不断重复做错选的选择，一直到今天甚至以后，我都不知道人类可能都一直不断做错的选择。当然那个时候人类做错选择之后，地上充满了罪恶，上帝心里非常忧伤，后悔造人，于是就降下洪水，将那个地重新洗净，重新做创造的工作。但是除了一家人，也就是挪亚一家人呢，是蒙拯救的。那大洪水之后呢，挪亚就与上帝，就向上帝献祭。The after flood, and Noah sacrificed to the Lord. He made an altar and sacrificed to the Lord. And God made a covenant with Noah, and by putting and placing the rainbow over the sky. If you see the rainbow in the Hebrew, the original word of a rainbow in the original text.Actually refer to the bow, B-O-W, the one who, the bow, using the bow to, okay, that bow. That means what? God already revealed to the mankind, I won't destroy the whole world with flood anymore, with water, but you will see one day in the future, the bow, when the, something go out,You see the ball is directing to the heaven. Something is going to happen. Something God is putting here to let us know something. 所以在这个时候，当挪亚一家被拯救之后，他就来献祭。上帝与他立约，就用彩虹放在天空当中。我永远不会用在水毁灭全地。而这一个彩虹呢，在原文当中呢，其实是一个弓来的。而这个弓呢是向着天上的，在这里有上帝他自己的含义在其中。等一下我会跟大家一同来走。所以 after this, it comes to the story of the passage that we read today. It's a Noah became a person. He's a farmer and then he planted a grape in his own vineyard. And in the vineyard, and he became drunk. And after he became drunk, he became naked.When he became naked, and the younger son, Ham, came over. And something just happened as according to the passage we read just now. 所以在这段经文当中就来到我们今天的故事。所以挪亚在葡萄园中种了一棵树，有葡萄，然后用葡萄做了酒，结果他喝醉了。喝醉了他就赤身露体，后来就发生了今天我们所读的这段经文。小儿子在看见父亲赤身露体的时候，他却没有遮盖这个羞耻，反而去到外面跟别人说，也就是跟他的弟兄说。但他的两个弟兄呢，也就是闪跟亚佛，却背着呢进来遮盖他父亲的羞体。So in this story, The youngest son didn't really cover his father's nakedness, but went out and tell other people, that's the, yeah, actually his brothers, about the shame of his father. But the two other sons is Ham and Japhet, about Shem and Japhet, they came and walked backward and covered the father's nakedness. This is to honor his father, even though his father is naked, is shame. So in the ancient Eastern culture, this kind of the honor and shame culture, whenever the nakedness always refer to what? Refer to shame. So it is better to cover instead to expose the nakedness. This is in under the context of the honor and shame culture. 在隆乳的文化当中，当一个赤身入体就是一个羞辱。面对羞辱，在隆乳的文化当中是要去遮盖，而不是将它暴露出来。所以这里的两个孩子呢，所做是啊，两种孩子呢是做不同样的事情。然后呢 ，after that, and Noah awoke from his drunkenness, and he realized what happened to his younger son. 然后呢，他就说了今天这句话，就 curse 这个迦南。I want to bring you one thing, even including Noah, he is a spiritual hero. He is considered righteous in front in the favor of God's eyes. But you see, no matter how spiritual you are, you're still bound in the sinful nature, including all the spiritual heroes in the Bible. I ministered to most of the Muslim people on the field. In the contest, according to the Muslim people groups, they don't really believe all the spiritual heroes, including David and Noah, even Adam, they can sing that much. They always consider all these prophets, they are all saints. They are all sinless. So they normally they reject the story of here. But we know the Holy Bible is a mirror, the mirror that can reflect the very sinful nature of whole being, including the spiritual hero. 所以我们在这里看到说，无论是挪亚，无论你是再大的属灵为人，如果是你是亚当也好，你是挪亚也好，甚至是大卫也好，都是在罪的权势之下。当人做出了选择之后，罪就临到全世界，也包括挪亚。就算他在耶和华面前是蒙恩的义人，但是你会发现在葡萄园中就发生了这样子的一件事情，因为喝醉酒就是一个堕落的形象，也就是罪的形象。If you are can recall back the story I just told you, you can see the parallel between the story in the Garden of Eden and also the story in this garden. There are two gardens. One is the vineyard, the other one is Garden Eden, and you can see the parallel, the repetitive sin pattern of human beings. 你在这里会看到两个果园，一个是葡萄园，而另外一个是伊甸园。而在这两个园子当中，你发现人类重新做好像同样平行的事情。When God created the first time, and God sent the flood and destroyed the whole thing, He wanted to recreate the whole thing.I want to recreate everything new. 当上帝用洪水洁净大地之后，他要重新创造大地。但是你会发现人类再次陷入到罪跟堕落当中。But you will see human involved in the sin once again, even after flood, God wiped away and cleaned the whole earth and recreate the whole thing new. You see the parallel repetitive sin pattern.Between these two vineyards. So God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply and to fill the earth. At the same time, God also told Noah to be fruitful and multiply to fill the earth. 神告诉亚当要生养众多，遍满全地。他同样的也是告诉挪亚，你要生养众多，遍满全地。He asked Adam to steward the earth. At the same time, in this vineyard, Noah was planting his vineyard.And added at the forbidden fruit and his sin, as well as the wife, Eve. And Noah abused the fruit of his harvest and became drunk and his sin. 亚当吃了园中的禁果，陷入罪中。挪亚也喝园中的罪酒，他也陷入罪中。 全世界都握在罪恶的权下，谁能够解决这样的事情？ The whole earth, all human is bound by the sinful nature. Who can resolve this problem? How are we going to face this reality? When Noah awoke from the drunkenness, he said to his son, "Cursed be Canaan. The lowest slave will he be to his brother." And he also said, "Praise to the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem. May God extend in Japheth's territory. May Japheth live in the tent of Shem. And may Canaan be slave of Japheth." Noah 从醉酒当中之后，他就发出了两一个咒诅跟两个祝福。迦南当受咒诅，但是呢，闪呢对闪说：“耶和华是闪的神，是应当称颂的。愿迦南做闪的奴仆。”对亚佛却说：“愿神使亚佛扩张，使他住在闪的帐篷里，又愿迦南做他的奴仆。” We always will ask one question. This is the youngest son Ham who sins against, who shamed his father. Why? Noah cursed his son Canaan, not Ham. This is the question normally we will ask. What is the problem here? We also can see the same parallel between these two gardens. Why Canaan be cursed, not Ham? Actually, in the Near Eastern culture, when your son is cursed, at the same time, the father also cursed. Because when a father is shamed by his son, and the son will be shamed by his offering too. That is the culture under the honor and shame culture, the Near Eastern culture. 这里我们可以发现，为什么是迦南受咒诅？为什么是韩做的事情？为什么是迦南受咒诅？这是我们常常会问的一个问题。那么在近东文化当中，在隆辱的文化情况之下，当一个儿子去羞辱他的父亲的时候，他的后裔呢，也同样的会被羞辱，被他的父也会同样去羞辱他自己的父亲，这、就是世代相传的一种在近东文化当中的荣辱环境中会发生的事情。那在这段经文当中的时候，我们会看见他跟伊甸当中同时产生一个很强烈的平行的这样子的一个状况。We can see the parallel picture between these two gardens again. What can we see here?Adam sinned against his father because father, the godfather actually is what? Adam is the son of our heavenly father. And Ham sinned against his father. 亚当得罪天父上帝，韩也得罪他的父亲。Adam was naked under the tree, right? And the feel shame. And Noah was naked under the tree too. He feel shame too. 所以亚当在树下是赤身露体的，挪亚也在树下赤身露体。The serpent exposed Adam to shame, and him also exposed Noah to shame. 蛇暴露亚当的羞耻，韩也一样暴露挪亚的羞耻。God covered the shame of Adam and Eve, right? 就神遮盖亚当的羞耻。But at the same time, Noah's other two sons, Shem and Japheth, covered the shame of Noah's nakedness. 挪亚的两个孩子遮盖挪亚的羞耻。And the serpent and his descendant was cursed by God, because God said to the serpent descendant, your offspring will be the enemy to the offspring of the seed of the woman. And Ham and Canaan were cursed by Noah. 所以蛇跟他的后裔被神受咒诅，韩与他的后裔迦南也同样的会被受咒诅。So Noah was dishonored by his one of his sons. So at the same time, Ham will be also dishonored by one of his sons.所以挪亚受到其中孩子的羞辱，韩也会受到其中孩子的羞辱。这就为什么说是迦南受到咒诅。其实当迦南受到咒诅的时候，同时间韩也是包括在里头，是间接的受到了这样子的咒诅。So when Canaan is cursed at the same time indirectly, Ham also be cursed. That is the same pattern. So you will see.Beginning of the world, the Garden of Eden, people made the wrong choice. At the same time, when God wiped away the whole earth, recreate the whole thing, and in the vineyard, same thing happened again. That is our human nature. after we made the wrong choice. 所以你会发现第一次的创造失败了，在第二次创造当中，在两个场景的里面，两个果园里面，人就是做同样的事情，包括属灵的伟人一样。面对这样子的状况，上帝放弃了我们吗？ Would God forsake us? After and after, God devises plan after plan to give the best to his children. But again and again, his people sin against him. Would God forsake his people? Would God forsake the one that he created according to his own image? 上帝会撇弃那按照他形象所造的人类吗？今天我们就来看一看这三个孩子，也就是今天全世界所有人都从这三个孩子来的，究竟他们的命运将会是如何的。我们从迦南先看起。 We start from the Canaan. We start from Canaan and see what happened to Canaan and the descendant of Ham. Remember one thing. Canaan is not the only son of Ham. 要记得一件事情，迦南并不是含唯一的一个后裔。如果你去看创世纪第十章的时候，你会发现含的儿子包括古时麦西弗和迦南，迦南不是唯一的一个儿子。 You can see Canaan is not the only sons of Ham. From Genesis chapter 10 says, you can see the son of Ham including also Cush, Egypt and Put. Who is Cush? Who is Egypt? Who is Put?Cush actually is an ancestor of the Ethiopian. And Egypt actually, obviously, is referred to what? Mizraim. Mysi is referred to the people of Egypt. And Put actually is Libya. If you can see these three sons, Cush, Egypt, and Put, finally they became settlers in the region of Africa. Most of the time it's North Africa. Cush became Ethiopia.And Egypt is Egypt, and Put is Libya. So all these people is considered as a Negro or the black, okay, somewhere in the African region. And Canaan, later on, he settled down in the eastern part of the Mediterranean, which later we call the land of Canaan. 所以你发现大多数像古时麦西跟弗呢，就是这个罕的后裔呢，是住在非洲这一带地区，而迦南是住在地中海的东部，也就是后来的迦南美地。很不幸的一件事情 ，Sadly speaking, in our human history, people just misuse this verse. They justify racism. They said because of the curse upon him by Noah.So all these people, the descendant of heaven, is destined to be the slave, just like the African slave and black people. They justify the racism and manipulate this verse and then said, it is okay. They justify the behavior of racism among this group of people. That is definitely absolutely not true. Because God never said to Cush,Egypt and Put, all these settlers in Africa, or these black people, they will be the slave. In this verse, the curse only be applied to Canaan, not to Cush, not to Egypt, or not to Put. And people always manipulate this verse and justify the racism nowadays that like an African or this black people, you're destined to be cursed to be the slave of other people.很多人就错用了这样的经文，也错用了当年挪亚所说的这个咒诅，认为像古时像这个埃及，甚至在这些后裔当中住在非洲的黑人的是被注定的，是被咒诅的，应该是什么，是做奴役的，因此他们就认为这是一件对的事情，这是在错用了这段经文，因为挪亚所做的咒诅是单单对着迦南，并没有对着其他所有，这是在这里必须要澄清的。所以在上帝的眼中 ，racism 民族的主义，甚至种族歧视，是上帝所不喜悦的。而且在这段经文当中，不能够错用这段经文来在这世代中间里面去看种族主义。 我们会继续来继续来看下去这段经文，上帝到底要教导我们什么的事情。This is very important. 所以这段经文非常重要。So, Canaan later on settled in the land we call the land of Canaan. But whenever we mention the land of Canaan, we will know that in the history, this land of Canaan is given to the descendant of Shem, which is later on the name of this person come out. It's Abraham. So Abraham, who is that Abraham? The Abraham is a descendant of who? Abraham is a descendant of Shem. And God said to Abraham that you have to go out of your own country, your own family, and go to the place that I prepare for you. And I will make your name great. I will make you a great nation. Those who curse you, I will curse them. Those who bless you, I will bless them. And the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offspring, I will give this land. 所以你会讲到迦南这块土地的时候，也就是迦南的后裔所住的那块土地的时候呢，我们就会想到后来所出现这个人就是亚伯拉罕，也就是上帝后来应许给亚伯拉罕说，你要离开本地本族本家，因为我要将这地赐给你，我要赐你的名为大，我要赐你大国，凡祝福你的我就会赐福于他，凡咒诅你的我就要咒诅他。耶和华就向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你自己的后裔。Now, who is this Abraham? Sam, he's the father of Apaseth. And Apaseth is the father of Selah. And Selah is the father of Eber. And Eber is the father of Peleg. And Peleg is the father of Leo. Leo is the father of Sarah. And Sarah is now father of Nahor. And Nahor is the father of Terah. And Terah has lived for 70 years. And he became the father of Abraham. So, Sam is Yafasa's father. Yafasa is Sarah's father. 连字下去到他拉的时候，他活到七十岁就生了亚伯兰。And this Abraham is a descendant of Shem. 所以到后来的时候 ，When Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob got made covenant with them and said, "I will give you this offspring." And when Jacob went down to the Egypt and God really blessed this descendant of Shem, made them a great nation, and they become multiplied.And become multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Egypt persecuted them, cursed them by putting them being a slave. Because of God's covenant with Abraham, those who bless you, I will bless you. Those who curse you, I will curse you. So when Egypt persecuted God's people, the descendant of Shem, and God's what? God raised up Moses and bring them out of Egypt and gave the whole land of Egypt 10 plagues. Brought out the people of Israel, his own people, out of the land of Egypt. And finally, after 40 years wandering in the desert, and God brought this under the leadership of Joshua and led this group of people into the land of Canaan. And later on, you will see from 1 Kings 9, 20 and 21, he said here, there are still people left from the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. All these people are descendants of Canaan.And Solomon conscribed the descendant of all these people remaining in the land whom the Israel could not exterminate to serve as what? Slave labor as is to this day. So this is what says the fulfillment of the prophecy of the curse of Noah to the what? To the descendant of Canaan. Only to descendant of Canaan. 所以你发现亚伯拉罕、亚瑟、以撒跟雅各神应许他们，他们就雅各就下到埃及，神的确祝福了他们，他们就生养了众多，遍满了埃及全地。接着去埃及呢，就逼迫他们。那神怎么对亚伯拉罕说呢？那咒诅你的，我就咒诅他；那赐福你的，我要赐福他。因此，在埃及地的时候，埃及就领受了十个大灾，上帝就惩罚了埃及。然后在摩西的带领之下，就带领了这个上帝的子民，也就是上的后裔。然后出了埃及，经过四十年的旷野当中，就进入了迦南美地。在约书亚的领导之下，你发现就对当时所有的迦南的后裔，就在那块地上完全呢，就来把他们成为他们奴役。这句话呢，就在列王记上第九章二十到二十一节。至于国中所剩下这些所有的人呢，也就是所谓迦南人呢，后来就成为什么服苦的奴仆，直到今日，那就是挪亚对。 这个韩的后裔迦南所说的最终被成就了。那我现在这就是讲到，这就是关于这个嘛，这个韩的后裔当中所发生的事情。但是我要在这里肯定的一点就是，只有韩的后裔受到咒诅。 I want to emphasize one thing. It's not about racism. Racism is not right. It's not right in the God's eye. Because only Canaan is to be cursed. But who can turn this curse around? This is what we see later on. 所以我们先来看 descend of shame. 就像他刚才所说的，神的确对 shame 祝福了他，而且他说了这样子的一句话， Praise be to the Lord. 他说耶赏的神是值得应当称颂的。 Here in the word of Noah is said, To God be the praise, He is the God of the shame. Shame in the original Hebrew word means what? Name. So if you read this verse, Praise be to the God, Praise be to the Lord, God of the shame. Actually what it says is, Praise be to the Lord, Yahweh, God of the name.This means this descendant, this tribe, this people group, the descendant of Shem will carry out, will propagate, will spread God's name amongst these people, even to all nations. Because this is the covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Through your offspring, I will bless all nations. Because out of this descendant, I will raise out my offspring.Out of this nation, I will bring out my offspring, and this offspring will carry out my name, will spread my name. And the name, this name is the name of God, the Yahweh and Lord, and praise be to him. In the name of this name, the Lord of Yahweh, be spread to all nations, and no nation will be blessed to this offspring. 这就是对赏的祝福。这里说赏的神是值得应当称颂的。这里所指的伞在原文当中其实它的意思是什么？名字。所以说耶和华的名字是应当称颂的，伞的神就是所谓的伞，这个神的名字是应当称颂的。因为在这个后裔当中，在这个伞的后裔当中，神要赐福他们，神要亲自兴起他自己的后裔来传播他这名在万国万般当中，就是神借着挪亚对着闪这个后裔当中所做的一个应许。这个应许呢，你会发现跟创世纪三章四十到十五节当中做的密切连接的关系。为什么呢？因为闪是谁的后裔呢？闪就是亚当到赛特，赛特到以挪士，以挪士到马土沙拉，到挪亚之后就是到了闪。所以这就连贯到三章四十到十五节，女人的后裔连接在一起。 So you can find the link between this offspring of Shem with the seed of woman in Genesis chapter 3 and 14 and 15. How God is going to bless this descendant, because God already prophesied in the Garden of Eden, after God, other people made the wrong choice,God already said, out of this seed of woman, I will have my redemptive plan. 神已经在伊甸园当中开始一个拯救的计划，因为在我女人的后裔当中，我要兴起我自己的拯救者。同样的，在葡萄园当中，也就是挪亚的葡萄园当中，神要兴起一个同样的一个方式，神要兴起他自己拯救者，是透过什么？上主自己的后裔当中，他是要把上帝的名传扬在列邦当中。你再次的看到两个果园当中，同样的，神并没有放弃，神一样隐藏了他救恩之的计划。 So at the same time you can see the parallel between these two gardens. Even people made the wrong choice, even God so set upon all these wicked people, but God never abandoned. He always made a plan to resolve all this. So in the Garden of Eden, he already had this prophecy or this promise of the seed of woman, that redemptive plan of God. At the same time, another is a vineyard, a Noah plant. Whenever people made the wrong choice, God made another promise. Out of the descendant of Shem, I will raise up someone. He will be the one who spread my name to all nations. So you can see again and again the very heart of God to love his people. 你再次能够看到上帝的心里面对人类的一个爱跟热心，一直不断的要成，一直不断是要做他所要做的事情。那接下来 ，Now， 那么亚佛呢？亚佛发生什么事情呢？亚佛的儿子呢，是哥灭、马哥、马代、亚完、四巴、密色、提拉，他们是住在海岛分开居住，所以各地的方言宗族立国的。So who is the descendant of Japheth? Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, Tiras. So 在这里，挪亚说了两个事情。他说亚佛的后裔呢，他要扩张，还有亚佛的后裔呢，要住在神的后裔的里面。这什么意思呢？ Noah said to the descendant of Japheth. He said to Japheth, "You will be expand your territory, and the second thing, you will live."And stay, share in the tent of Shem. What does this two means? So in the human history, who actually is a descendant of Japheth? Actually, the Japheth descendant, they settled down in somewhere in the European country or in the Russian country because they are the maritime people. They're kind of living among, by the oceans. So they belong to the Caucasian,somewhere in the European or Caucasian, this kind of region. 因此亚佛的儿子呢是如今是做、啊、是属于这种白种人，是在这个欧洲或者在俄国这些地区，在海边是属于这种航海的这样子一群的、这样子的种族族类呢，住在这样子一些的地方。上帝说我要使你扩张，God said, expand your territory. So you can see the human history. The Japheth descendants really what? Really expand the territory. Because they are actually very creative in exploration. Indeed, they explore and they also expand the territory to many other foreign lands. In the human history, you can see all this already being fulfilled. 你在人类历史当中，你发现欧洲的品种能够在历史当中一直不断扩张的土地，他们的航海技术，甚至欧亚的文明，欧洲的文明呢，成为、当时他们非常的、有创意，甚至在航海技术上面，甚至在殖民地方面，甚至扩张他们土地。神的确是把这样子的应，的确是、应验了这样子的句话。第二个 blessing 就是说他要住在神的帐篷里面，什么意思呢？And the second blessing is that he is going to stay what? He is going to stay or live or share with the tent of Shem. It doesn't mean that the descendant of Japheth will conquer the land or the foreign land, because this is the blessing. So the blessing means that he share with the tent. It means that it's a spiritual blessing. The descendant of Japheth will share the spiritual blessing. He will share the privilege that the God of Shem have.所以说在这里要讲到一件事，就是他要跟赏一起来什么，他也是要共享这个属灵的福气，正如赏一样，耶和华是赏的神，而这亚佛呢也要成为这个什么，这个神力赏的上帝，也要成为亚佛的上帝，他要跟赏住在赏的帐篷里面，与他共享这上帝所要属灵自己的福气。 Just give you the exampleWhat kind of blessing or spiritual blessing of privilege that the descendant of Japheth share with this descendant of Shem? Just one example. From this list, you can see one of the people of descendant of Japheth is Javan. Actually, who's this Javan? Javan actually is descendant of Greek people nowadays. Greek people. So we see in the Old New Testament, our Bible New Testament, what kind of language is using?And whenever the gospel is preaching to all,in all the earth at that time, in the early church, what kind of language they're using? Hebrew, Aramaic, especially is a Greek language. God actually used the Greek language and Greek culture, also the Greek civilization to spread his gospel, to expand what? The kingdom of God at that time. So you will see how God used a Japheth descendant, Javan, a Greek culture,during the Roman the Greek Roman, period of time, how they use the culture or the civilization of the Japheth descendant to advance the kingdom of God by that time. 所以你会看见，这里我只给你一个例子，在新约当中的时候，它是用希腊语，而不是用希伯来文，它是用希腊罗马的文化当中，在当时的时代当中，把上帝自己的国度扩张开来，把福音传扬在各地。因此在新约时代的时候，你会发现是在根基是在哪里，是在希腊的文明当中来做这样子的事情。 And now we already see all the descendants. You will see the descendant of Shem. You see the descendant of Japheth. They're also blessed. Now I want to ask you, how about the descendant of Canaan? Are they forever cursed? Are they all forever cursed? They have no hope. And then because they are slave to other people's slave, they're slave to his brother. So they are considered a slave. They're destined to be what? To be cursed. They have no hope. Is that the case? And the descendant of Japheth is the blessed one. And the descendant of Shem also the blessed one. 闪的后裔是被神所蒙福的。亚弗的后裔是被神所蒙福的。那是不是韩的后裔呢？就是远远是被咒诅的呢？是不是韩的后裔，甚至这个迦南的后裔是被咒诅的呢？他们是要成为奴仆的奴仆的，他们是被注定是在咒诅之下，他们是没有盼望的吗？主耶稣是唯一一个能够将这个咒诅转换回来的。这就是为什么说主耶稣来到世界上的时候说了这样子一句话，我另外有羊不是在圈里的，我要把他们领过来，他们要听我的声音，我要把合成一群归成一个牧人。 So Jesus said he came to this earth. He is a descendant of Shem. He is the one to promise the seed of woman. He is the one to be praised. He is the one to carry out the name of God. He said, I have other sheep. Yeah, enough is this sheep came. I will bring them also. They will listen to my voice. There will be one flock and one shepherd. He came to save the lost. Everyone. He came to save everyone, including the descendant of what? Descendant of Ham. Even the accursed one. We can see the very clear example in the Buddha Gospel. You can see the woman of Canaan. This Canaanite woman, his daughter is possessed of what? He possessed by the demon. But he's kind of like what? She kind of begged Jesus to heal his daughter. And what Jesus said to him? He said to the Jesus, Lord, help me. Jesus said, it's not right to take the children bread and toss it to the dog. But he said, even a dog can eat a crumb from the floor of the master's table. And Jesus said to her, woman, you have great faith. Your crest is granted. You see how Jesus is reaching out to what? The Canaanite woman, the cursed one, the descendant of Canaan. 上帝说，我另外有羊不是在圈里的，我要领他们来，要归成一个牧人。所以在福音书当中会看到一个故事，就是有个迦南的妇人，她是谁？她是迦南的后裔，她是被咒诅的那一位。她向这个主耶稣祈求说，你医治我的女儿吧，她被鬼附。但主耶稣怎么对她说？不好拿儿女的饼来丢给狗吃。但妇人就说，主啊，不错，但狗也吃主人桌上掉下的碎渣儿吗？你看耶稣怎么说，他说，妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全吧。你看到主耶稣 reach out， 主耶稣接触什么被咒诅的那一个，主耶稣接触那不洁净的，主接触的什么这种的迦南人。当年当约书亚带领以色列人进入埃及的时候，有一个女人，这叫做拉合，她不止她得救了，而且是全家得救。谁是拉合？他不就属于那迦南人吗？他不就是那个迦南人被咒诅的后裔吗？ Remember the story? Under the leadership of Joshua, when the people of Israel went into the land of Canaan, who saved at the first? Who is the first woman being saved? That Canaanite woman, whose name? Rahab. Not only Rahab, the whole house of Rahab is saved. You see?God can turn the curse into the blessing. Who can do that? That's the seed of the woman, the descendant, the promised one, the one who is the blessed one, and he is going to spread the name. That name is Jesus. That's why Jesus, and then in the prophet Isaiah, he said, there will be highway from Egypt to Assyria. The Assyrian will go to Egypt, and the Egyptian to Assyria. The Egyptian and Assyrian will worship together. In that day, Israel will be the dirt.Along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth. And the Lord Almighty will bless them, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people, I share my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance. 以赛亚怎么说？从埃及通往亚述的大道，亚述人要进入埃及，埃及人要进入亚述，埃及人要与亚述人一同敬拜耶和华。但那日，以色列必与埃及、亚述三国一律，是地上的人得福，因为万军之耶和华要赐福给他们。埃及我的百姓，亚述我所的工作，以色列我的产业。Who is this Egyptian? Descendant of Ham. Who is this Assyrian?Descendant of shame. Who is this? Is Israel. Descendant of shame. They all blessed it, not because what they did, just because of God's favor, because of God's blessing. How God turned everything around through Jesus, the promised one Messiah, who will come to this earth. Then that Jesus died for you and died for me on the cross. He bare all the sin. He became so naked, just like Noah.Just like Adam in the garden, Jesus came to this and became naked and nailed to the cross. Because we are poor, he is rich. But because we are poor, he became poor, became naked, so that we can be honored, so that we can be rich. We are so sinful, he became sin, so that we can be delivered from sin. We are the slave to the sin that he came to this to us.Save us. So this promise of Jesus that he gave us, and he died on the cross, and he risen from the death, and risen from the death with the power of the resurrection, he just set us free from the bondage of sin, the bondage of slavery. 主耶稣钉死在十字架上面，他如此的赤身露体，就如同当年挪亚赤身露体一样，就像当年伊甸园当中赤身露体一样。因为他的赤身露体，我们能够重新被遮盖，因为他所流的宝血遮盖我们的罪，就他被赤身露体钉在十字架上面，神所应许的那一位定义要来，要拯救我们，将一切的咒诅把它转化回来，使那为罪为奴仆的他能够使我们成为上帝之的儿女。他从死里面复活，显出大能的能力，使我们这一生怕死做奴仆的人，我们能够成为上帝的儿女。当他升天的时候呢，他就说一句话，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，你要去使万民做的门徒，奉父子圣灵给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都叫他们遵常与我同在世界的末了，是使万民做的门徒。 All nation of ethnic。So when Jesus risen from the dead, he commanded his disciples, you go and make disciples of all nations, all ethnic, all language people, all people group, and baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teach them everything I commanded to you. And I will be with you to the end of the earth. And when this disciple accept this command, and then they preach the gospel, and then they accept the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they will be witness of Jesus in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.但就圣灵就降临在这些门徒身上，他们得着能力，从犹大人、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，一直做上帝的见证。但是这些门徒们还是不敢向外邦人传福音，只向自己的民族传福音。那种的民族主义，那种的种族上面的一个主义，在他们心中，他们仍然将福音传给他们自己。But you can see again, the Jewish people disciple only preach the gospel to their own people.That kind of the centrism, that kind of the ethnocentrism still among them. They still preach the gospel to their own people groups. Until one day, something happened to the apostle Peter. 直到有一天，有一件事情发生在彼得身上。Peter saw the vision, and this vision is with all kinds of unclean animals on a piece of cloth. And God said to Peter, get up, Peter, kill and eat.Peter said, surely not, Lord. I never eaten anything impure and unclean. And the voice of the Lord said to him, do not call anything impure that God has made clean. 直到后来门徒们去传福音，但他们是种族的主义，他们只传给自己的人，只传给自己的人。但是直到彼得领受到一个异象，看到许多不洁净的动物，一个声音就想说，彼得起来宰了吃。 彼得就说，主啊，这是不可以的，这是俗物，这是不洁净，我从来没有吃过。声音就对他说，是主的声音，上帝所洁净的，你岂可当作俗物呢？这世界上面有多少人是在是做奴役的，我们仍然还是带着这种族主义的想法吗？我们仍然还是看着我们自己吗？难道这个韩的后裔被咒诅的真的是勇士被咒诅吗？ How are we going to treat those unclean and impure and the cursed one? But the descendant of Canaan, descendant of Ham, are they forever cursed? How are we going to treat them? And the Apostle Peter said, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism but accept from every nation, all people, including all people, all kinds, not only Chinese, including the black people, the Caucasian, every group, every people, every tongue, the one who fears him, and that was right. Because God doesn't show favoritism. And then now we will try to see a very beautiful, the fulfillment of Noah prophecy in the book of Acts, the very beautiful picture. 你这里可以看到说使徒彼得说什么？彼得开口说，我真看出神是不偏待人的，原来在各国当中，各语言当中，无论是什么样种族的人都好，那敬畏主行的都是主所悦纳的。那接下来我们要看到一个很美丽的图画，而这个图画呢，就在使徒行传当中，我们可以看到挪亚的话语是如何蒙上帝自己如何在历史当中被应验出来。在使徒行传的 in Acts chapter 8, what happened? There is one person in the book of Acts, there is one personSafe. And he read the book of Isaiah. And when he read the book of Isaiah, he wanted to figure out who is this person in the book of Isaiah chapter 53. Who is he? Ethiopian. Who is he? He is a descendant of Ham. And he is saved by God. And baptized right away by Philip in the desert. And in chapter 9, who is in the chapter 9?There's one person. He is the descendant of what? Descendant of shame. He persecuted the church, but God saved him. His name is Paul. But once again, in chapter 10 again, we can see another beautiful picture. Who is saved? The Roman general, because he is descendant of Japheth. Ham, Shame, Japheth, all the descendants.All nations will praise the Lord. Ethiopian, Paul, and Cornelius. It already been in history. Here there's no Gentile, no Jew, no circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free. But Christ is all, and it's all in all. 在此并不非希利尼人。犹太人受隔离的，未受隔离的，化外人、西古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督包括一切，又住在众人之内。There's neither Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, all one in Christ Jesus. 不分犹太人，不分希利人，自主的、为奴的，或男或女，在基督耶稣里都成为义了。If we go back to this passage.God wants to make everybody. If we go back to this passage, we will see all these words, drunk, sin, shame, naked, slave, and finally, this spiritual hero, Noah, also died. 如果我们回去看这段经文，在这段经文里面，就像当年在伊甸当中充满了罪恶，啊不，有了这些字， sin, 罪, 羞辱, 还有什么？赤身。咒诅、奴仆，最后死亡，这些都在伊甸园中曾经发生过，又再一次的在这个葡萄园里发生。但谁能够把这些东西完全的转化过来呢？ So when you see all this, who can turn this around? Praise be to the Lord, the God of shame, change all this around. 是耶和华上的神，他是应当称颂的。就是上帝基督的心意， 神对万国界的心意，你应该要怎样子回应 ？How going to respond to God's heart from the very beginning to the end? To the end, what happened? There was a great magnitude. No one could count from every nation, every tribe, every people and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They're wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cry out a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God, who sit on the throne and to the Lamb. 从起初之名幕后的事情，从创世纪到启示录，上帝内里的心肠就是要对万国来说话，要拯救万国。直到最后，你会发现许多的人无法数过来，是从各国各族各民各方，他们是谁？他们是闪的后裔，他们是亚弗的后裔，也有那被咒诅的后裔，韩的后裔，他们都要站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，手拿棕树枝，奉主名来是应当称颂的，大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。我们一起来祷告。Lord, I just give thanks to you. Let all nations praise the Lord. Help us not to focus on ourselves. Let us to see the nation you put before us. Not only Chinese, not only Caucasian, not only black people, all kinds, not only Hindus, believers, Buddhist believers, or all kinds of different types of people on this earth. We know you want to save them because all nations give praise to the Lord. 主，我们在你面前，让我们的心里面能够扩张，如同你的心一样，能看到万国都要来赞美主。你的心是向着万国，你的内心充满着热心，要对全，无论是什么样的种族，你没有任何的偏待，你要让他们归到你的名下，让万族、万邦、万民都来赞美你。主，我们谢谢你，我们感谢你。We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.